Running and Music, episode number 1732 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Willard Wilson. How's everyone doing? We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it.
This article discusses the effects of music on running performance, including increased speed, blood lactate levels, and HR peak. It suggests that music can be a helpful tool to motivate and improve performance, especially during low to moderate intensity exercise. Research has found that music can alter your perception of effort and fatigue, and can help you trick your brain into pushing a little bit harder for better performance. If you are running along in your own world, listening to your music and disconnected from what is going on around you, you can seriously drive a runner who comes up behind you on a narrow path crazy by not shifting a little aside to let them pass.
Dash. This is something that has been studied in many research papers, and one in particular that examined the effects of music on running speed and blood lactate distribution. The study was conducted using 6-minute running tests for both male and female runners, with each runner's preferred music being improved for their running speed. The runners were then asked to perform a 6-minute self-paced run with their preferred tempo style of music playing. Results showed that the mean HR mean, TDC and running speed did not change significantly when the left tempo style was applied to the same study. It was concluded that although music can influence running performance, it should not be used as a tool to increase performance during longer runs or races. In a study by Bennett et al., researchers found that individuals who listened to their favorite tunes while running a 1.5-mile run recorded lower rates of perceived exertion levels and higher rates of exhaustion and fatigue than those who ran without music. This suggests research that music can be motivational for runners but should not be used to increase performance. The same study also found that individuals who listened to music during the run experienced lower heart rate levels and improved cognitive performance compared to those who did not listen to music. This suggests that music can be used to distract from negative thoughts and bolster mood-boosting effects during a run. When running with music, it is important to reduce distractions and focus on the physical and mental fatigue that comes with running. Music can help create a calm, quiet state by limiting perceptions of discomfort and fatigue. This helps to keep you motivated throughout your run. Using the right type of music is essential when running with headphones. Consider songs that are uplifting or inspiring to keep you motivated throughout your run. While listening to your favorite songs may seem like a good idea, it's also important to pay attention to your body's signals while running so that you don't overdo it or push yourself too hard. In addition to providing distraction, music can also help create a meditative state while running. Listening to calming music can help put you in a calmer mindset, which can lead to improved performance, better concentration, and overall better mood while running. To ensure the best experience possible when listening to music while running, ditch the headphones from time to time and pay attention to your body's signals instead. According to research, listening to music on your iPod or headphones in a haphazard fashion can actually damage your hearing, and can even hinder your run if you're wearing earbuds that block out ambient noise. This does not just mean music, it means any sound. In fact, researchers have found that the only bad thing about listening to music while running is using headphones. Instead of wearing headphones, turn the music up on your iPod and carry it with you or keep it in an armband while running. This will allow you to still hear ambient noise around you and potentially prevent any accidents from happening. Music can serve a vast range of purposes for runners when used correctly, which is why researchers are constantly researching the best way to use music while running. While listening to music with headphones may seem like the best solution for some runners, studies have shown that it can sometimes be a bad thing if not done properly. Music can be a helpful tool to improve your performance and reach your individual running goals, but it needs to be done in the right frame of mind. Whether you are running for health, pleasure, or competition, music can be a contributing factor to help you reach your goals. For some people, it is a great way to go out and run, while others prefer the natural environment without any sound interference. It also helps people make the right music selection that will motivate and inspire them while they're running. Music can help improve your pace, depending on the type of song selected and how often it is changed during the run. Research has shown that when running with music, it can influence the exercise intensity and exercise psychology. Researchers have found that using music to alter your perception of fatigue can enhance performance and help you achieve better performance. Some studies have also suggested that listening to music can trick your brain into thinking it is not working so hard, which in turn can help you enhance your use of oxygen and energy. The effects of using music for enhancing performance are known as ergogenic aid, meaning any substance or form of physical activity used to increase athletic performance. Studies have shown that when participants trained with music, their heart rate was significantly lower than when they trained without music. This suggests that using music during aerobic events could result in faster running speeds and enhanced performance. Music has been shown to improve running speed, set faster running pace, and increase cycling speed. A study was conducted on the effects of music on treadmill running and 10 km cycling time trial performance. The results showed that when listening to music with a higher BPM for 15 minutes during a self-paced maximal run, participants could increase their distance covered in the first 3 km compared to not listening to any music. Therefore, it is important for athletes to find music that can help them achieve higher levels of performance. Running and music can be an excellent motivational tool. Studies have shown that the decreased rider's heart rate when they enjoy listening to music while running, which can in turn make the rate of exercise more comfortable. Faster tempo music can help to increase pace and intensity, while slower tempo music may help to reduce fatigue and improve running form. For a great run, it is important to choose your music according to your preferences. Selecting as favorite songs can help runners focus on their goal, as it may increase their motivation during the training session. Additionally, a study by the University of British Columbia measured blood lactate production after 3 minutes of running at different rates with or without listening to music. The findings showed that riders who were listening to their own choice of music had lower blood lactate production compared with those who ran without any sound accompaniment. This could lead to improved performance in terms of both time and distance covered per mile.
This was Running and Music by the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, and this was episode number 1732. My name is Willard Wilson, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.